irányban tudnák befolyásolni ezt a fontos és érzékeny osztagot. Senki sem tagadhatja, és ezt én kénytelen vagyok nyomatékosan hangsúlyozni. Olyan terv nem létezik, amely képes pozitív módon megoldani minden problémát. Például, ha megkérhetem a tisztelt tagokat, hogy vizsgálják meg a kettes számú rendelet harmadik paragráfusát, amelyik fel...
was so ably pointed out by the Secretary General in his opening remarks. But, and I must emphasize this point, no formula can or will ever cover each case. For instance...
mint ahogy ezt a főtitkár úr beszéd elején pontosan kifejtette. De!
When three or more applicants have been recognized, which is in direct contradiction to
hozzá kell adnunk az üzenetet, hogyha ezt ebben a kérdésben alkalmazunk, időszakot idézem...
this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a cry. To live and let die.
Ma non è possibile, amore.
Scusami.
Not married by any chance, are you?
Good morning, 007.
Good morning. Insomnia, sir?
Instructions. You haven't much time. I'll explain as you pack.
Pack, sir?
Three of our agents have been killed during the last 24 hours. Dawes in New York, Hamilton in New Orleans, and Baines in the Caribbean.
Oh, Baines. I rather like Baines. We share the same bootmaker. Coffee? Sir? I take it these killings are connected.
That's precisely what you're going to find out. Baines was working on a small island in the Caribbean called San Monique. Dawes was in New York, keeping an eye on its prime minister, one Dr. Kananga. Hamilton was on loan to the Americans in New Orleans. Is that all it does? By the way, congratulations seem to be in order. The Italians were most impressed by the way you handled the Rome affair.
Thank you, sir. Sugar?
Oh, thanks.
Well, the authorities were more than helpful.
There's one small complaint. They seem to be missing one of their agents. A Miss Caruso.
Oh.
You wouldn't happen to know where she is.
Ah, Miss Moneypenny.
Good morning, Moneypenny.
Good morning, sir.
It's only the hour that's indecent.
Really? I've got your ticket to New York. Q has repaired your wristwatch. And some background material on San Monique.
Thank you, Moneypenny.
I'm sure the overburdened British taxpayer would be fascinated to know how the Special Ordnance Section disperses its funds. In future, Commander, allow me to suggest a perfectly adequate watchmaker just down the street. Good God.
You see, by pulling out this button, sir, it turns the watch into a hyper-intensified magnetic field, powerful enough to even deflect the path of a bullet, at long range, or so Q claims.
I feel very tempted to test that theory right now. If you don't mind, Commander, my spoon.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Thank you. Dr. Kananga is the president of New York. The CIA have been informed. Well, they're helping out with the surveillance. Your flight arrives at 11:30 a.m. Now, where did I leave my coat?
Oh, allow me.
Thank you. Come along, Miss Moneypenny. Morning, Bond.
Sir, Miss Moneypenny. Thank you.
Goodbye, James. What should I say? Ciao, Bello.
Siamo soli.
Finalmente. Such a big touch.
Sheer magnetism, Danny.
A man comes. He travels quickly. He has purpose. He comes over water. He travels with others. He will oppose. He brings violence and destruction.
Lighter for you, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Felix. How are you?
Traffic permitting, I should be with you in about half an hour. Then you can buy me the best lunch in New York.
Fine, James. Your friend Kanang has just left the UN. He's probably headed back to his embassy. No, no, don't worry. I've got the place eyeballed, wired the sound, the works. Right. I'll see you in about a half hour.
Stand by. Here comes Kananga's limousine. Out he gets. With the usual goon squad and the girl. Time 11:46.
What is that?
Hello, Felix. You know how I hate to trouble you, but I've run into a little bother.
You what? Get me a making a white pimpmobile. 347, Nelson David George.
It would seem, Dr. Kananga, that the conference has not lived up to your prior expectations.
Well, we can only hope that this is a temporary setback. However, I do have some observations to make. Take a letter, please. To Secretary General, Pan Island Unity Conference. Sir, I wish to point out that too many of our island neighbors
have once again let themselves be bullied by United States industry. The story is an old one, the record a clear one. Since my historic statement of principles was delivered and acted upon some 6 months ago, our economic outlook has improved dramatically. By exercising our policy of friendship to all with favoritism towards none, new respect for the entire area has been engendered. And even though some of my most
James,
trusted
that car is registered to a shop at 33 East 65th Street. That's only a block away from here. Right. Take your time, buddy. Kananga's knitting a flag in there.
It might be the easiest thing to do.
Something in heads.
Just browsing, thank you.
$5.
Do you think you could gift wrap it for me, please? Lengthwise, if you don't mind. Thank you.
My first concern. Thus, San Monique's future obligations vis-a-vis her island neighbors would seem clear. Those who fawn and crawl in the face of intimidation must perforce look up to those who stand, proudly, wrapped in a justifiable self-confidence. The time has come, painful as it may be, to gaze out among our sister nations in the area and see if any stands tall.
He's tailing.
I got him in my sights.
Hey, you know where you're going, man?
Uptown, I believe.
Uptown? You're headed into Harlem, man.
Well, you just keep on the tail of that jukebox, and there's an extra 20 in it for you.
Hey, man, for 20 bucks, I'll take you to a Ku Klux Klan cookout.
You got a honky on your tail.
He's heading east.
Can't miss him. It's like following a cue ball.
That's the car. They must have gone inside. Pull up where you can.
on, brother. He's heading on in.
Good afternoon. Bourbon and water, please.
First booth will do.
Tell him, Nick, would you?
Huh?
No ice.
That's extra, man.
I'd like something on the side as well. Information. Three men and a girl came in.
Relax, baby. Mr. Big's gonna take care of you in a minute.
Black Queen on the Red King, Miss...
Solitaire.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
I know who you are, what you are, and why you have come. You have made a mistake. You will not succeed.
Rather a sweeping statement, considering we've never met.
Cards have followed you for me.
No, you get ripped off in Detroit, baby. You yell out to me. You hear?
Is he on? Can't be too careful in New York City. That's it. Funny how the least little thing amuses him. Oh, fascinating. Well, that's you, quite obviously. An amazing resemblance. Tell me, am I in there as well?
Take a card. Hand it over. You have found yourself.
Oh, I'm telling you. Go back to L.A. and clean it up. I'm coming out there and clean you up, and I mean that. Is this the stupid mother that tails you uptown?
There seems to be some mistake. My name is...
Names is for tombstones, baby. You'll take this honky out and waste him. Now.
Waste him? Is that a good thing?
The meeting is over.
Nothing about my future? Us? Now, I promise you'll stay right there. I shan't be long. Thank you.
Keep your hands up, honky. What do you think this is? Blow his friggin' head off, man.
Now.
Harold Strutter, CIA. Where were you when I didn't need you?
It got obvious you weren't coming out front. Not even with that clever disguise you're wearing. White face in Harlem. Good thinking, Bond. Let's get out of here.
I'm surprised they didn't spot you, too. There's a most remarkable girl back there with a deck of cards.
I saw those cards on the way up. Spades, James, every one. You were nailed the minute you left 74. There's only supposed to be one man who can pull together that much black muscle in this town. Calls himself Mr. Big. You named the business? They say he has a black concession.
What would a foreign prime minister like Kananga want with an American gangster?
The question is, what would Mr. Big want with a two-bit island diplomat?
Mr. Big? Where the hell does he fit into this mess?
A genuine Felix Leiter. Illuminating.
Now listen, James. We just found out that Kananga's got a private plane and he's leaving for San Monique within the hour.
Well, then get me on the next available flight, will you, Felix?
I already did.
I just knew you wouldn't pass up a chance to get away from where the real action is.
The legendary Baron Samedi, folks. That's Samedi for those of you who speak French. Buddha god of cemeteries and chief of the Legion of the Dead. The man who cannot die. But for our purposes, just a performer in a little musical extravaganza we've cooked up for you wonderful people.
Good evening. Name's Bond. Do you have a reservation for me?
Ah, yes, Mr. Bond, of course. Mrs. Bond has been expecting you.
Mrs. Bond?
She arrived earlier this afternoon, sir. Said she preferred something a little more private. Bungalow 12.
An incurable romantic, Mrs. Bond. Service, please.
Oh, room service. This is Mr. Bond, Bungalow 12. I'd like a bottle of Bollinger, please. Slightly chilled.
Two glasses.
Thank you.
champagne, sir.
What was that?
Your champagne.
Put it on the table. Thanks.
Shall I open it?
What?
Shall I open it?
Oh, no, no, I can manage. Thank you. Yeah. Mrs. Bond, I presume?
I'm Rosie Carver. I guess I have a little explaining to do.
Yes, either you or dear Uncle Felix. Custom 38, Smith & Wesson. Corrugated 3-inch stock, no serial number, standard CIA issue. Question is, why point it at me?
The man who delivered your champagne is not a hotel waiter. I was just trying to be careful. As for Felix Leiter, you're right. I've worked for CIA down here for some time now, and he cabled me you were coming and asked if I would help out if I could.
Perhaps you'd better start by getting your head together.
Hmm?
There's a mirror in the bathroom.
Yes. Yes. You're only my second mission, you know. My first was Baines, the agent who was killed.
It's a relief to know I'm next in line for the same kind of aid.
Oh,
a snake. I forgot. I should have told you should never go in there without a mongoose.
Oh, I should have never gotten into any of this. I'm going to be completely useless to you.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be able to lick you into shape. Well, it's getting late, Mrs. Bond. Tomorrow is going to be a very busy day for us. You see, Kananga is protecting something down here, something which Baines obviously discovered. You're going to show me the spot where Baines' body was found. That, I'm afraid, only leaves us tonight to catch up on old times.
Felix told me there'd be moments like this.
What did good old Felix suggest?
If all else failed, cyanide pills. I settled for 2 bedrooms. Good night, Mr. Bond.
Mrs. Bond. Just a hat, darling. Belonging to a small-headed man of limited means who lost a fight with a chicken.
It's a warning. Get it out of here! Oh, please. Please don't leave me alone tonight. James, please promise me.
All right, darling, if you insist. I promise.
I thank you. Rosie! Breakfast up. Rosie, are you ready yet?
What?
I have to see about organizing a car. I'll see you in the lobby.
Over here, sir. Over here, guys. See big fish. Catch big fish, sir.
Hey, baby. Over here. Bring your man over here. Just $20. Have a day.
You got warm lady. We got cold beer over here, man.
You want to catch a big fish there? There's only 2 pounds over here.
Good morning. Come on, Rosie. This one seems eager enough.
Excuse me. Where can I change? Me. Close off. Where?
Saying, Quarrel, a lousy agent, but the compensations speak for themselves. Rosie Carver, meet the man who shares my hairbrush. Quarrel Jr.
I'm really sorry. I could have shot you.
You might have even killed me if you'd taken off the safety catch.
Never mind, darling. You just let us know when we get to the spot where Baines was killed.
It's up in the hills, just after we clear the next cove.
Hey, Quarrel! Who the hell lives up there?
That's the house of the Kananga woman. She's supposed to have the power of the Obia. No one on the island dare go up there except him.
He comes again.
There will be violence. He approaches even now.
By land or water?
Water.
Has arrived.
Good. Rosie has been more efficient than I anticipated.
I know a place where we could rustle up a car.
Ah, beautiful, brave, and now resourceful. Rosie, you seem to be staging a remarkable comeback.
Tell me about the future. Is it death?
I said, is it death?
It is death.
They're coming. Rosie knows what to do. Now, I want no bodies this time. No trace.
It's down there.
But I thought you said Baines was killed up in the hills, darling.
Up in the hills down there.
Why don't we have a bite of lunch and discuss it, hmm? There's an excellent patty in the hamper. I'm in no hurry. Are you?
No. What finding you has meant to me?
Oh, I can imagine. And you've no idea what finding this has meant to me. You do know what the Queen of Cups means in an upside-down position? A deceitful, perverse woman, a liar, a cheat, and I'd like some answers now.
Please, you don't understand, sir. They'll kill me if I do.
And I'll kill you if you don't.
But you couldn't. You wouldn't. Not after what we just done.
I certainly wouldn't have killed you before. It used to be a convincing act, Rosie. It's wearing a little thin now.
It's not an act.
Make your choice.
Intervention of a woman.
The girl was about to confess. We had to kill her. The trap was set. T was waiting. And you saw death.
It must have been the girl's death. If you do not ask specific questions, I cannot be responsible for your misinterpretation of the answers.
These growing signs of impertinence begin to disturb me, Solitaire, even as they did with your mother before you. She had the power and lost it. It became useless to me. You will not make the same mistake. Solitaire. Where is Bard now? Now.
I cannot see when you are this way with me. Things become unclear.
Let us hope these momentary lapses do not become a habit. Your power exists to serve me, and it is mine to control. If and when the time comes, I decide you are to lose it, I myself will take it away. Solitaire, go to sleep. You have made me angry with you, and I have no wish to be. T.
Thank you.
down those cards. It is a blasphemy. They tell nothing to those who cannot see.
Oh, but they do. That's a bit of luck. Good luck for both of us. The cards say we will be loveless.
You're mistaken. It's impossible, forbidden for me. Now you must go.
But you do believe. I mean, really believe in the cards.
Well, they have never lied to me.
Then they won't now. Pick one. You knew the answer before it was given. Strangely enough, somehow, so did I.
Finally happened. Just as it did to my mother and her mother before her.
Of course it did. Well, you're visual proof of that, aren't you? Come on, Cheryl, darling. Has to be a first time for everyone. Now tell me. Where's Katanga?
I cannot see.
Oh, yes, the cards. I'll get them.
No.
There's no need to be frightened. You'll soon be rid of him, I promise. I promise. I just need a little bit of information, that's all.
I've lost it. The High Priestess, his wife to the Prince, no longer of this world. The spiritual bridge to the secret church. It was my fate. By compelling me to earthly love, the gods themselves have taken away my powers.
Darling, I've a small confession to make now. Try not to be too upset. The deck was slightly stacked in my favor.
It makes no difference. Physical violation cannot be undone. When he finds out I've lost my power, he'll kill me.
Come on, you have to find you first. Lover's lesson number one, we have no secrets. For example, I have a boat waiting. You can be on it. All I have to know before we leave is what goes on back there in Voodoo Land. Darling, 3 men and a girl have been killed in the last 4 days. Not counting the number of times they've tried to stop me from discovering whatever Kananga's protecting. Now, do you want to be on that boat or not?
I simply read the cards for him. I've never been there, and he has never taken me there. I've never dared to go, but I've looked in the cards. I've seen great riches there. will kill you.
Us, darling. They will kill us. Love is lesson number two. Togetherness. Till death do us part, or thereabouts.
Is there time before we leave? For lesson number three.
Absolutely. There's no sense in going out half-cocked.
This way.
How can you be so sure?
Well, these scarecrows are to scare people away. You're not scared, are you? Lesson number four, follow the scarecrows.
It's sure going to be a beautiful day. Yes, a beautiful day. They're heading for the hill. They're here.
If he finds it, kill him. The girl. They're somewhere under the nets. Any cost, any, Bond must die.
Unit 2-5, we have picked them up.
Base 2-2-5, arrest Bond. But I repeat, the girl is not to be touched.
The message received and understood, over and out.
Base 2 all units. I repeat, the girl is not to be touched.
Thank you.
mother of pearl.
Oh, change, end of the line.
Get down below quickly. Here, I'll do that. You get us started.
I know he'll never stop.
Come on, darling. It's all over. Voodoo Land was just poppy fields. A simple matter of heroin smuggling. I'll have a word or two with a man named Felix and turn the entire case over to him, and you and I will be off.
By the way, where would you like to go?
Anywhere where we can find one of these.
How quickly can we make it to New Orleans?
Right to me now. 4 hours away. We can catch a flight and be there in the morning.
Then get in touch with Felix on the Scrambler. Tell him to meet me there tomorrow. The Royal Orleans Hotel.
Tampa is closer.
Hamilton was killed in New Orleans. So there has to be a connection. And this is a valuable piece of merchandise we're carrying. Which with any luck they'll want back. Hotel, please.
Are you sure this is the way to New Orleans?
I don't know. This show beats the hell out of Harlem, don't it? Well, hello, Jim. What's happening, baby? Just ease back now, Jim. Relax. Mr. Big wants to see
you made a mistake back on that island, Bond. You took something that didn't belong to you, and you took it from a friend of Mr. Biggs. That type of mistake is tough to bounce back from.
But I've only just arrived.
Today is your lucky day, Jim. You're going skydiving.
There's a hell of a view of the lake from 10,000 feet.
My only regret is I won't be there to see it.
Mrs.
Bell, you're not my instructor. Where's Mr. Bleeker?
Indisposed. I'll be giving the lesson.
What's on for today?
Let's just wing it, shall we, Mrs. Bell?
Don. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Right. Talk to you later. I gotta go and give a lesson.
Same time tomorrow, Mrs. Bell?
Yes, Mr. Bleeker. Yes, sir. Well, I know you just can't glue the wings back on. And now, Mr. Bleeker, I'm sure there's no reason for name-calling.
Well, that's fine. You can fit the rest this afternoon.
Right, sir.
Don't forget the double vents.
I appreciate she may be one of your best pupils.
Yes. Nicely. It's a little frantic. I'll keep the other three.
Mr. Bleeker, any suggestion of that kind should be forwarded in writing to Washington.
How is Mrs. Bell?
Intensive care, but she'll pull through. Yes, sir. Oh, no, sir. No one's questioning your patriotism. I'm sure you're a veteran, sir.
Felix, you might find out if there's a Philly or so restaurant in town.
James, we're way ahead of you. It's down on Docker Street. Strutt is watching it now.
Just against the wall.
Do you think you could find something a little closer to the stage?
What's wrong with the booth?
I once had a nasty turn in a booth. Bourbon, no ice, please.
Two Sazeracs. Where's your sense of adventure, James? This is New Orleans. Relax.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
One of you guys called Felix Leiter?
Yeah, right here.
Telephone call for you. Guy called Strutter.
Thanks. For a minute there, I thought Harry was laying down on the job.
Give it a cry. Say, live and let die.
What happened to my friend?
What happened to your friend? Listen.
Thanks for dropping in, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you one tough pig to nail down. You've been picking at me like some kind of maggot. First you go up to Harlem and kill one of the brothers. And that disturbed me. But then you go and steal this valuable young lady from my good friend, Dr. Kananga. Now, old Kananga, he believes in all that card crap. I mean, he's mad.
Well, possession being 9 points of the law, I would say Kananga is your problem, huh? Thank you. In fact, if I were you, I'd watch my step from now on.
Yeah, well, you just let me handle our business with the man. I got my own plans for you, baby. But first, there's one little question that he wants answers for.
In that case, you better ship me back to the island and let him ask in person. I'm not in the habit of giving answers to lackeys.
You damn lucky you got an air left to hear the question with. Which is, did you mess with that?
That's between Solitaire, myself, and Kanangra. I'll tell him when I see him.
You ain't gonna see the sunlight unless you answer me!
I'd no idea you were so frightened of him.
Did you touch her?
When I see Kananga.
Right.
Revealing. Kananga, poppy grower in thousands of acres of well-camouflaged fields protected by the voodoo threat of Baron Sandy. And as Mr. Big, distributor and wholesaler through a chain of Philly of Seoul restaurants.
Wholesale? Sell heroin for money?
My apologies, I'm sure you simply give it away.
Excellent, Mr. Park. That's precisely what I intend to do. 2 tons of it, to be exact. When entering into a fiercely competitive field, one finds it advisable to give away free samples. Man or woman, black or white, I don't discriminate.
2 tons of heroin with a street value well over $1 billion, nationally distributed free? Well, that should make a certain group of families rather angry, wouldn't you say?
Angry? Why, my dear Mr. Bond, it'll positively drive them out of their minds and subsequently out of the business.
Quite ingenious. A sort of junkies' welfare system.
Well, merely until the number of addicts in the country has doubled, shall we say. Then I will begin to market that acreage that you blundered into the other day. That heroin will be very expensive indeed, leaving myself and the phone company the only two going monopolies in this nation for years to come.
And here I thought it was Solitaire did the fortune telling.
Let's hope for both your sakes she still can. The question still stands, Mr. Bond, asked by the gentleman concerned. Did you touch her?
Well, it's not the sort of question gentleman answers.
Well, having set the example, I don't expect Miss Solitaire to be any less the lady. By the way, that's a particularly handsome watch you're wearing, Mr. Barton. May I see it, please?
You'll forgive me if I don't get up.
Butterhook.
On the first wrong answer from Miss Solitaire, you will snip the little finger on Mr. Bond's right hand. Starting with the second wrong answer, you will proceed to the more vital areas. Solitaire, my dear, I want you to listen to me very carefully. On the back of Mr. Barnes' watch, the registration number 3266. Do I speak the truth?
Truth.
Well, if nothing else, at least I've laid your fears to rest. My compliments on a splendid operation. There is one thing, however, the...
Whisper.
Take him to the farm.
When do we start back?
Soon, Solitaire. Soon. Solitaire, why? I treated you well, you lacked for nothing.
I didn't understand which...
Mr. Bond's words, my dear. I gave you every break possible. We had a 50-50 chance. You weren't even close.
I had no choice. Please believe me.
The tonnage order is nearly complete.
We move it out tonight. And I mean tonight, Mr. Bond. How much do you know about crocodiles, Bond?
Oh, I've always tried to keep them at arm's length myself.
Cute little nippers, ain't they?
I don't suppose those potential overnight bags are orphans.
Oh, no, we have some moms and dads as well. In fact, quite a few thousand. This is the part I like best. Feeding time.
I suspect the highlight of the tour.
Some of these babies live to be 200 years old. Look over there. That's an alligator. You can always tell by its round nose. There's old Albert. He's a croc. Got over careless with him some time back, and he took my whole arm off.
Well done, Albert.
Oh, they'll eat anything. Even each other. Then again, sometime they can go a whole year without eating.
Oh, I was rather counting on that.
There are two ways to disable a crocodile, you know.
I don't suppose you care to share that information with me?
Well, one way is to take a pencil and jam it in the depression hole behind his eye.
And the other?
Oh, the other is twice as simple. You just put your hand in his mouth and pull his teeth out.
Thank you. Colby! I got me a regular Ben-Hur down here. Doing 95 minimum.
Need any help, J.W.?
Hell no!
Set of wheels, you just won't quit, boy. If there's yours, that is, You spin around, boy. 10 fingers on the fender. Legs apart. I'm sure this ain't exactly your debut with this sort of thing. You picked the wrong Paris to haul ass through, boy. Nobody cuts and runs on Chef J.W. Pepper. And it's him speaking, by the by.
What the?
In the sheriff's car there, Eddie?
Boy, where you been all your life? That there's one of them new car boats.
By the powers invested in me by this parish, I hereby do commandeer this vehicle and all those persons within. And that means you, smart ass.
Unit 26 at Miller's Bridge. We're just about all set here.
Take that secure there. Here.
Okay, fellas. Here they come.
You two boys, come on.
I don't want excuses, Trooper. I want those two men and their boats apprehended immediately. Did you hear?
Yes, sir, Captain. I understand. But I don't know right off where we're going to find the boat fast enough to catch it.
I got it. You call my brother-in-law, Billy Bob. He's got the fastest boat in the whole damn river. Billy Bob sure no fixy ass. Ah, here, call Billy Bob.
Now, there's two boats, Billy Bob, and they're moving like buttered pigs. Now, I promised these boys here you'd get them. Don't let me down here.
Cool down, J.W. I'm on my way. You want something, boy?
Yes, I'd like to borrow this boat, if I may.
Everybody on the river would like to borrow this boat.
Billy Bob, we got them spotted. They're headed for Haley's Land.
Just cause. Why they may not lawfully be joined together. Let him now speak, or else he'll have to.
Your brother-in-law, Sheriff?
Thank you.
Felix, what are you doing here?
We'll get to that later. Kananga's in town. He's got your girl with him. They just took off.
Jesus, son of a bitch, I got it! What are you? Some kind of doomsday machine, boy. Well, we got a cage strong enough to hold an animal like you here.
Captain, would you enlighten the sheriff, please?
Yes, sir. J.W., let me have a word with you. J.W., now this fellow's from London, England. He's an Englishman working in cooperation with our boys. A sort of secret agent.
Secret agent? On whose side?
We busted the fillet of sole an hour ago. We came up with nothing but these. Kananga's clear. You should have seen the size of the guy who got on the boat with him. 9 feet tall, I swear. Big top hat, a cockamamie flute in one hand, and solitaire in the other. Incendiary bombs are set for midnight. Now that gives you exactly 30 minutes. Watch out for sharks on the way back.
I'll see you for breakfast, Felix.
Good hunting.
You're going to need these and the shotgun on the way back. Seems like the party started.
My regards to Baron Samedy, man. Right between the eyes. Thank you.
For our guests. What shall we drink to, Mr. Bond?
Well, how about an earthquake?
Welcome home. Where's our boy?
He'll be along any time now. I checked behind a rock and his wetsuit is gone.
Keep the change.
It is unfortunate that your wetsuit was discovered only minutes before the field was destroyed.
Well, don't tell me you're not insured.
No. The poppy's a very sturdy flower. You have been a relatively minor nuisance, in fact. But this gun, I find it particularly fascinating. What is it?
A shotgun, naturally. With compressed gas pellets. Don't pull the pin out. The air in here is foul enough already.
Oh, somehow I never thought of you as a poor loser. I was hoping you would join me to a drink to the future. Oh, Miss Solitaire used to know all about the future. She was especially good in predicting death.
An underground monorail. Connected to the last refuge of a scoundrel, no doubt.
The heroine leaves here, I take it, carried somewhere by that winch.
Correct again, Mr. Bond. What a quick study you are. Let me show you exactly how it works.
Where in hell can Demand be?
Relax. He must have got tied up somewhere.
These cans hold 25 pounds each. There are 20 cans to a shipment, packed in watertight
metal container.
Still showing all that Kananga, but I'm sure there must be a simpler way of drowning someone.
Drown, Mr. Bond? I doubt you get the chance to drown.
We'll be right back.
in simpler vein.
On the contrary, Mr. Barr. I think you'll find those wounds quite fatal.
The gate. Oh, slowly, Whisper. Slowly, slowly. Let our diners assemble. Felix, I'll see you tomorrow night with 21 Club and don't be late.
I still don't see why I want to travel this way. I mean, what the hell can the two of you do on the train for 16 hours?
Say goodbye to Felix, darling. Now, the first thing to learn in playing Generali is to never take a card from the exposed pile unless you really need it.
James, what are you doing?
Just testing an old adage. Unlucky at cards. A moment, darling.
Lock the the door as well on your way up, would you, James? After all, you wouldn't want anyone to just walk in on us, would you? First time in my life I feel like a complete woman. The slightest touch of your hand. I was always so afraid that a part of me would stay with the past. But now I know there's no chance of that any longer. Just to be able to reach out and touch you.
Mr. Barn, it's good to see you again.
Just being disarming, darling.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, die.